Okay, so we're going to start with here, Perek Yitzayin Chashmal U'machshirav. Okay, so let's analyze. So first of all, now, what we did earlier, and again, we're going a little bit out of order on Hilchos Shabbos, we did do, much earlier on, the Malachos of Mavir and Mechaba, which means kindling and extinguishing. So obviously, when the discussion of electricity comes up, this is the context in which it comes up. So let's analyze. Asr mi'ator lahalik nora chashmalis oguf chimum chashmali. Now, Rav Melamed says, and again, we're going to see a lot of this is also subject to machlokes. Rav Melamed says, it is an isr da'oraisa to go ahead and kindle an electric light, or for that matter, again, even a heat source that relies on electricity. So, also, I just want to point out, we're going to see, as we go on, Rav Melamed himself is going to go through this, is that statement in and of itself is a machlokes. It's a machlokes aposkim. Everyone is agreeing, you can't utilize electricity on Shabbos. What we're going to see is, there's a machlokes as to why. He says, why? Because when you go ahead and you use electricity, literally, chutalat, there's a, I don't know what the right technique, I should really look up there. I guess a filament, is that a filament? A filament is ignited. Ube'ez shemadlikin es guf achimum humislai to boer vaharizu havara shasura me'atora. So Rav Melamed paskins that the act of using electricity is a biblical act of kindling. Okay, fine. V'af sheba'avar lo hayu regilim l'shtamish ba'avaras barzel. Now, of course, here's what's interesting. With electricity, of course, you have the heating up of a filament, the heating up of a piece of metal. Now, historically, so the heating up of metal was not something that was commonly done. Mikomako matzinu shekasher haisa tolas toeles. Excuse me, ba'avaras habarzel ha'isr lahaviro me'atora. So, however, what we do find is when there are examples of heating up metal, when we have a situation of a beneficial use from heating up metal, that does in fact trigger an isr darais. And where does he get this from? For example, kifisha kasav harambam shamechamim barzel. So this is actually an interesting example. If you heat up metal with the intention to go and afterwards plunge it into water. Now, why would one do that? So again, I don't know that it's still done this way, but you know, you see, it's like in the movies, you know, like the metalsmiths, you know, they're making a sword or something, and what happens after they finish the sword? They put it into the water. So again, I don't know, like in contemporary metal production, if that's done, but certainly the Rambam says that was a common thing that was done ultimately again with metal. Over be Isser Torah Shel Mavir. So it's interesting. So again, so the Rambam's point, now, why is he bringing down this Rambam? Because here's an example ultimately again of heating up metal. That's what we're looking for, heating up metal. Because remember, when we talk about the typical example of Havara of kindling, what's the typical example?
Lighting a fire.
Fire, right? By the way, so it's fire or what are other sub-examples? So fire obviously is a paradigmatic example. Other examples?
Oil,
right? Use of sunlight, right? Again, or heating things up through sunlight. In other words, let's say through a glass or through something like that. So in other words, not all of those things are asr, but those are classic examples. What Rav Melamed is just trying to point out is, I'm trying to find a precedent that heating up metal is the biblical prohibition of Havara. So the point of here is he's quoting this Rambam. So the Rambam says, if you make a sword on Shabbos, you decide to make a sword on Shabbos, and again, you have glowing metal, heat it up, and you put it into fire, so you over, right? So essentially, you might be in violation of multiple things, but one of the things you're in violation of is Havara. You've created fire. Good. Obamela borer. Therefore, whenever you have a beneficial heating up of metal, you are going to be dealing with a biblical prohibition. Okay, and therefore the converse is also true. So, if heating up metal is havaras kindling, then what? Then what? What's the converse of that statement? Cooling down is going to be what? Extinguishing. Because remember again, those are sister malachas, mavir kindling and mechabe extinguishing. So therefore, if heating up of metal ultimately again is kindling, then by definition, for lack of a better term, cooling it down or extinguishing metal ultimately again will be mechabe, will be extinguishing. Fascinating. I'm sorry, mechabe nura o guf chashmali over al Isra Chachamim. Now, here's what's interesting. Now, right, Mele Bar Shekol Ema Sheish Tor Alzvei Avar Saparizal Hadavar Asmei HaTorah. Now, here he quotes an interesting distinction. V'amecha benura ogof chimum chashmali, but the extinguishing, ultimately, again, of electricity. Right? So the extinguishing of electricity over al Isra Chachamim. He says, interestingly enough, at most, that's going to be rabbinic. So I want to point out something fascinating over here. Malami just said, the act of turning on a light or using electricity, right, ultimately, again, is going to be an Isra Da'araisa of kindling. But yet he says, everyone agrees that the act, ultimately, again, of extinguishing electricity is only going to be Dirabanan. Now, what's the logic behind that? So this is very interesting. In the classic biblical paradigm of extinguishing, you extinguish a fire, but you have some residual. What's the residual? A coal or an ember. There's something that's left there, and that's part of the biblical prohibition. But again, when you extinguish electricity, nothing new has been created. Therefore, again, the prohibition is, quote unquote, only going to be rabbinic. So we'll say this by itself is just incredibly fascinating. So the act of going ahead, according to Rav Melamed, and using electricity, right, electric light, electric heat, or some electricity, is the biblical prohibition of mavir, of kindling. Where does he get that from? Because essentially it's heating up metal. And the Rambam says heating up metal is havara's kindling. But yet extinguishing, turning off electricity, is only going to mean it's a dirabanan. Because Rav Melamed says the iser da'arais of mechaba of extinguishing is only when you're left with a coal or embers or something. But if there's nothing left as a result of your act of extinguishing, then it's dirabana. So really interesting. Really very interesting. Okay, therefore, asr mei ha-Torah, levatzeh melachos asuros aydei mechoros chashmolios. So therefore, again, obviously, the natural outgrowth of this halacha is you cannot use electric items that use electricity on Shabbos. Shamafil mitrina chashmolis over be'isr trina. Vamafil mechonas lisha over be'isr lisha. So ultimately, again, halacha l'maaseh, you can't go ahead and use any electrical appliances. Now, obviously, in addition to going ahead and violating any particular malachas, like for example, his examples are, for example, that let's say a person uses an electric grinder. Grinder is the wrong word. It's like a blender is the right word, right? Is there such a thing as a grinder? Like a food processor, right? So therefore, again, there's two things that are happening. Number one, if you grind something up, right, you cut something up into very fine pieces, that's the malach of tochein, grinding. So you'll be in violation of grinding, but of course you're also using an electrical appliance, and therefore, again, that is tchina. Okay. V'af shebe poel ha'adam eno tochein o lash biyadav kevan shu locheitz al kaftor ha'afala kol ha'malacho shena'asu aydi ha'mechuna. So this happens to be a separate halacha. So imagine the following situation. Imagine I go ahead and a person goes ahead and uses a food processor on Shabbos. Okay? So now obviously the malacha I'm engaging in is grinding. Tochin, tchino, grinding. Now you might say like this, but 1 second. I didn't do the grinding. Right. What did the grinding? The machine did the grinding. So Malam says you have to understand something. When you push a button and a process occurs as a result of that button, that is no different than had you done the entire process yourself, right? So therefore, again, the machine essentially becomes an extension of me, which interestingly enough means that if you put food in a food processor on Shabbos, there's actually two violations involved. One is the use of electricity, which is habara kindling midaraisa, and the other will be the malacha of tochein. Okay, interesting. Now, that statement, by the way, that when you do something, you know, you push a button, it's ki'ilu you're doing the action. So that's also going to be a little bit of a contested statement, because we're going to see many different times in halacha where sometimes you could be mikil with kind of triggering a process if you're not doing it yourself. So just keep that in mind. But again, this is for now. Okay, page 14. Therefore, kashem shasul hafil machshir chashmali yedei kaftor kach aser lahafilo al yedei shelet. V'af she'in magia yashir b'na etzba halochazet ala shelet l'b'na machshir ha'chashmali k'evan shekach yiderech hafalas machshirim elo hari shepa'alosim derech ha'shelet asura k'ma hafalasim be'adayim. So again, what does this mean, the shelet? What does it mean, the shelet? So what he means over here is like this. Even if the use of the machine is through some type of indirect means, at the end of the day, halacha lemaisa, you're still going to be chayiv. So let's say a good example of this is, imagine you have your food processor plugged into a timer, and you go ahead and you move the timer to come on. That's also aser. Okay, this is not as much our primary topic, but interesting. Okay, so let's begin section base, because this is really the meat and potatoes of this sugya. Iser chashmal, me'atora o chachamim. So we'll say, now, it's interesting, right? Because Rav Malamed kind of came out of the gate strong, telling us that the use of electricity is asur midaraisa. Now he kind of backs up a little bit and says, okay, so let's analyze this a bit. Iser lahafil machshirim shapolim be'ezras chashmal, kidugmat telephone, ramkol, ma'arechet azaka, pamon, ma'aver, mazgan u'mechashev. Okay, so we'll see all of these different examples of things. So what about the use of a phone, the use of a microphone, the use of a bell, the use of a fan, the use of an air conditioning, and the computer? All right, obviously all items that require electricity. Gam kasher in b'machshirim halalu chut la'at v'heim ina mevatsim melachas melamates melachos asr laf ila m'shabes. So this is very interesting. So remember, Rav Malamed said the use of electricity is asur midaraisa. But remember, that statement was predicated on what's happening inside of the electrical appliance. What's happening?
Wires.
There's a piece of metal that's getting heated up, right? So that's when the use of electricity is daraisa. But let's say, again, you have other cases where halacha lemaisa, again, there is electrical activity. Maybe there's not a piece of metal that's getting heated up. Maybe there's no such thing as a piece of metal that's getting heated up. So he says over here, gam kasher in b'machshir halalu chut lahat. See, even when you have, let's say, certain appliances or certain items where there is, right, if you were to open it up while it's working, there are multiple processes that are happening, but there is no piece of metal that is getting heated. And by the way, heat, you'll time up, well, maybe it is getting heated, remember, it doesn't just mean like warm. Heated means hot. Heated means hot, right? So ultimately, again, he says, nevertheless, even so, let's say, for example, I don't know, let's just use an example. Let's say, for argument's sake, that in a cell phone, I would assume this is actually a true statement, that in a cell phone, there is no piece of metal that's getting heated when you use this. For sake of example, let's assume that that's correct. We'll Google it afterwards, right? But let's assume that that's correct right now. There's no piece of metal that's actually getting heated. So Malabi says, okay, you still can't use it on Shabbos. Now here's what's interesting. It says, Ella shenechleku achronim ha'im ha'iser hafalasa mehatorah or medivir hachamim. So both says, it's actually quite interesting because what Malabi says is like this. Everyone agrees that it's aser. So what's their machlokas? Is it an Issa D'Araisa or is it an Issa D'Rabbana? So let's at least begin this section tonight. He says, Yesh Omrim, Shekal Haf Alas Machshir Chashmali, Asura Mehatora Mishum Meleches Madir. First school of thought. The use of any electricity on Shabbos is an Issa D'Araisa, the Issa of kindling. Shachashmal Kimo Esh. Now watch this. Why? Because this school of thought says electricity is just like fire. It's just like fire. Now, how so? But this is fascinating. Both say, now I want to show you what's going to be amazing about this. Shekemo eish yeshbo energia v'koach lif'ol. Because just like fire, what is fire? What is fire? Fire ultimately, again, is energy and has the ability to affect change. So to any energy source that has the ability to affect change is halachically treated like fire, even if what? This is fascinating. Even if what? Right? Even if it's no metal, and more than that, by the way, right? But even if there's not what? Even if there's not heat, right? In other words, for argument's sake, if you could find an electrical appliance or an item that does not get hot, right? Because computers do actually get hot. I don't know if a cell phone, I'm just using this as an example, but like, let's say you find something that there's no heat involved, but it is electricity. First school of thought says that's an Ishadar Aysam, because the din, essentially, the din of fire applies to any energy that has the ability to affect change, which is like a dramatic idea. And therefore, if that's true, that any energy that has the ability to affect change is halachically treated like fire, then what that means is the use of that energy on Shabbos, by definition, will be mavr, will be kindling. It's fascinating. Fascinating. He said, listen to this. He says, ulekach nota marana Rav Kook, which is very beautiful, actually. And this was the position of Rav Kook. It was incredible because today was Rav Kook's Yartzeit. Gimel Ella was Rav Kook's Yartzeit. So he says, this was the position of Rav Kook. Shachashmal nechshav leish. That electricity is like fire. Ki ein ikr, this is incredible. Ki ein ha'ikr ba'ish. Shetia niras ka'ish. This is fascinating. The ikr of fire, or the designation of fire, is not limited to things which look like fire. What is the definition of fire? Fire essentially is any energy source that has the ability either A, to illuminate, B, to warm, or C, to affect some type of comprehensive change. Isn't that? Listen, this is wild. This is absolutely wild. Therefore, again, and again, this was so. Really, what's happening over here is a little bit almost of like an expanded definition of Eish. Up until now, we thought that Eish was just fire. Fire. That's it. Fire. By the way, remember, even usage of sunlight. If you, let's say it's so hot outside, the sun is blazing hot, and you cook an egg with the sun, what's the halacha on Shabbos? It's not osur, right? Halacha l'maaseh, it's not osur. Now, if you interestingly enough, if you cook with the sun, technically speaking, you could eat the egg. If you heat up a piece of metal with the sun, you can't eat the egg. And that's only because we're afraid that you're going to think that the same way you could heat up metal with the sun or heat up metal through the sun, you could heat up metal through fire, right? But really what's fascinating is the sun is not considered to be ish. But yet what Rav Kook points out over here is if you could find an energy that has the ability either to provide light, to create warmth, or to create effective change, that has the status of fire. Therefore, again, Rav Kook, first school of thought, electricity is fire. Even if there's no heating. So he goes on, he says, V'chei mazinu she'amru chachamim, she'yesh sugim shonim sha'esh. Because again, Chazal themselves said that there are different categories of fire. V'yesh esh. This is wild. This is wild. What's Chazal's proof that there are different categories of fire? The burning bush. What happened by the burning bush? The bush was on fire, but yeah, what? It was not consumed. What do you see from here? That there's a category of fire that doesn't destroy. Okay. Interesting, right? It's a category, but it's just a fascinating raya to this idea that you're bringing a raya from the sneh. Who would have thought of such a thing like this? V'chein das harav uziel, shaf alas machshirim asura me'atorim mishum mavir. This was the position of Rav Uziel. Rav Uziel was also the Sephardic chief rabbi opposite Rav Kook. Ultimately, again, that use of electrical appliances or electrical items is an issur d'oraisa because of havara. V'gam mishum tikun kli. Now he adds in something very interesting over here. He adds in also there's another issue of tikun kli, of fixing an object. Now what's the pshat with that? So as I think about it like this, if let's say my phone is off. Okay, so what's the use of my phone when it's off? Zero. A paperweight. You know, when I turn it on, effectively what I'm doing is I'm completing the utensil. So Rav Uziel said not only is the use of electricity ultimately a biblical prohibition of kindling, but it's also a potential prohibition ultimately, again, of tikkun kli, of fixing something or finishing something. Now, what exactly is the malacha of tikkun kli? It's interesting. I was like, what is it? Like makeh b'patish, right? Is it like the final hammer blow, bona? Okay, well, we'll leave that for a different time. But his point over here is there's an additional prohibition above and beyond mavir. He goes on, he says, sha'al yidehaf alas ha-chashmal ha-machshir ha-chashmali nasa ra-vipula. Because only when you flip on the electrical current, now the utensil is ready to be used. Okay, now watch this. V'das ha-chazonish, what was the position of the chazonish? Shaf alas machshirim chashmal. Now, boss, I just want to point out, Rav Uziel is not arguing on Rav Kook. He's adding to Rav Kook. He's like, yes, I agree with you that the use of electricity ultimately, again, is going to be biblical, right? Havara. But in addition to Havara, it's also Tikkun Kli. Now comes in the Chazanish. V'dasa Chazanish, Shafalas Machshirim, page 15, Shafalas Machshirim Chashmaliyim, Asura Mishum Bone. Very interesting. The use of electrical appliances is also because of Bone. Building. He says, why? Shebe'es Shesogrim, Ma'agal chashmali, notzar kli, shayidei ha-chashmal ha-zorim bo, mis'orer chut ha-chashmal l'chayim, u'mafil es ha-machshir ha-chashmali. Let's deconstruct that statement a little bit. So he says like this, Be'esh shesogim ma'agal chashmali, when you complete an electrical circuit, right, you flip on the item, shayidei chashmal ha-zorim bo, now that there's electricity flowing through it, mis'orer chut ha-chashmal l'chayim, so the circuit comes to life, umafiles hamachshir chashmali, brings to life the object. Nimtza shasoger ma'agal chashmali bone esakli. Therefore, when you go ahead and you complete the circuit, soger in this context doesn't mean closing, it means complete. When you complete the circuit by turning on something, you're effectively building a utensil. And therefore, again, conversely, v'hamenatek es ha'magal ha'chashmali, soser esakli. When you shut off the energy, right, the end of the electricity from it, ultimately, again, you are deconstructing a utensil. So we're gonna stop over here for tonight, but let's just kind of bring together what we have. So all three of these opinions are united in one central core belief, which is the use of electricity is an isur d'oraisa, is a biblical prohibition. What's the nature of the isur d'oraisa? According to Rav Kook, it's mavir, it's kindling, right? According to Rav Uziel, it's kindling, and it's also tikkun kli, fixing utensil. According to the Chazon Ish, ultimately, again, it's bone, it's building. Now, Rav Kook and Rav Uziel really are fundamentally, their positions are rooted in a very novel idea, which is there is an expansive definition of ish. Fire doesn't just have to mean fire. There's raya, the proof to that, the sneh. There's fire that consumes, there's fire that doesn't consume. Therefore, you see there's different forms of fire. What is the halachic definition of fire? Energy source, any energy source that has the ability to illuminate, to provide heat, or to affect comprehensive change. What's something that complies to all three of those criteria? Electricity. Again, that leads Rav Kook and Rav Uziel to say Isur D'oraisa. Rav Chazon Ish, different approach, ultimately, again, bonus. So we'll stop over for tonight. Next week in Meretz Hashem, coming attractions. Next week, and we'll start on time, Meretz Hashem, next week. Next week, we will see the school of thought that says it's D'rabanan. D'rabanan. And then, after that, obviously, we have to see what do we do. And I'm about to say, just understand, this is big stuff. Right? This is very big stuff about how we paskin over here. Because remember, this has a variety of different halachic ramifications, especially in circumstances of need. I don't mean like pikuach nefesh, like, you know, threat to life. Because if it's threat to life, you can do whatever you want. You can't do whatever you want, but you have a lot more latitude. But in circumstances of need, whether I'm dealing with an issur d'rabbanan, issur d'oraisa, makes a big difference. We'll see you on page 15 next week. Shkach v'osai. Sorry for the last minute notice about this show. I only said